You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire.
No, my hockey, my Arno. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, give us a text on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. Greenpeace Aotearoa recently conducted a round of water testing at a series of bore wells in the Ashburton district. The tests found that close to 1 in 5 private bores that they tested were above the government's maximum allowable value of nitrate in drinking water, which is about 11.3 milligrams per litre, and that nitrate contamination had been linked to a number of preterm birth complications. Greenpeace have also linked the nitrate contamination to the local dairy industry and the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, which leaches into groundwater. I spoke to Will Appleby, Greenpeace Aotearoa's freshwater campaigner, about nitrate contamination in the Ashburton District's water and their calls to the Health Ministry of Health to address it. To begin, can you please tell us about Greenpeace's calls to the Ministry of Health and the contamination of drinking water in the Ashburton district?
Yeah, so earlier this month, we ran water testing events in the Ashburton district. And we ran an event in Ashburton itself and in Methven. And of the bore water samples that we tested, nearly 1 in 5 of them were over 11.3 milligrams per litre for nitrate. And that's the legal limit in the drinking water standards, the legal health limit. And in fact, 2 of those samples that we tested were nearly twice or over twice that level. The reason why that's crucial is 11.3 milligrams per litre, that legal limit was set by the WHO in the 1950s, and that was specifically to avoid blue baby syndrome. Also, what we know is that there is a growing body of evidence that shows that there is risks to pregnant people and there's an increased risk of preterm birth above 5 milligrams per litre. So they're really concerning numbers. It's not a surprise to us. We've known that nitrate contamination in the Ashburton district has been a concern for a long time, but not a lot has really been done about it. And that responsibility falls to Environment Canterbury. And despite knowing about this issue for some time, we're still seeing really high levels of nitrate contamination. So we've written to the Ministry of Health to ask them what they are going to do to ensure that people in the region can drink the water coming out of the tap without worrying about getting sick.
So can you tell us about the causes of nitrate contamination in Ashburton's drinking water?
Yeah, so the cause of nitrate contamination is clear, and it's overwhelmingly from dairy cattle, sheep, and specifically the use of synthetic nitrogen fertiliser. The reality is that we have too many cows in Canterbury, and we're using far too much synthetic nitrogen fertiliser, and that's what is seeping into the groundwater and contaminating the sources of water that communities draw their drinking water from. So it really is, it's intensive dairy farming and it's the overuse of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer that's what's causing the significant levels of nitrate contamination.
So are there any other regions that are also at risk of nitrate contamination in their water supply?
Yeah, I mean, there are other parts of the country where it is a risk, typically areas with a lot of intensive dairy farming. Specifically for Canterbury, part of the problem is that we have very porous rocky soils, so it's not a particularly suitable area for intensive dairy farming, and that puts and in rural areas, people are more at risk of having contaminated drinking water because of them.
Right. So do we need to implement additional regulations for the dairy industry in Canterbury and their practices?
Absolutely. The current system that is in place is focused on the outputs from intensive dairy farming, so the leaching of nitrates into groundwater. We don't really have a system in place that controls the inputs, things like irrigation and synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, and that needs to change. And so it is the responsibility for ECAN to step in, Environment Canterbury, and to make changes in this area. We need to transition to more sustainable forms of agriculture and phase out the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, because it's unacceptable that people have to deal with unsafe drinking water, or have to worry, or may have to worry about getting sick from drinking the water from their kitchen tap. Clean, safe drinking water is a fundamental human right, and for 20% of the country, they don't have the same access to safe drinking water.
Are the health impacts from the nitrate contamination becoming severe at this point?
Well, there's a growing body of evidence that shows that there is health risks associated with levels of nitrate levels much far below 11.3 milligrams per litre. What the science is showing us is that there is an increased risk of preterm birth above 5 milligrams per litre, but also there is research that shows that indicates that there is an increased risk of bowel cancer associated with long-term exposure to nitrates above 1 milligram per litre in drinking water. This is a growing body of evidence, but what we should be doing is taking a precautionary approach, especially when it comes to people's health. It's our position that we should be moving towards a system where we do take into account those increased health risks and make changes to ensure that people's long-term health is taken into account.
All right, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, intensive dairy farming is the main source of nitrate pollution in Canterbury, and nitrate from dairy cattle urine and synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, it's leaching into drinking water supplies, and we're seeing that in many parts of Canterbury. And the solution is clear. We need to phase out the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer and transition to more sustainable forms of agriculture. There is a growing body of evidence that shows health risks associated at levels as low as 1 milligram per litre. And for what we found at the water testing event that we ran in Ashburton District, there is a lot of people whose water is much, much higher than this, and in particularly risky areas of contamination. We need leadership on this issue. Environment Canterbury does have a responsibility here, but we also want to see what the Ministry of Health is doing to ensure the health of communities in the area.
And that was Will Appleby from Greenpeace Aotearoa talking to us about nitrate contamination in the Ashburton District.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.